with Andy and Virginia, let's turn back the clock.
Good morning.
Hello there.
And welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection.
It was on the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round her, where we met on the Isle of Capri. She was as sweet as a rose at the dawning, but somehow fate hadn't meant her for me. And though I sailed with the tide in the morning, still my heart's on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over, blue Italian sky above. I said, lady, I'm a rover, can you spare a sweet word of love? She whispered softly, it's best not to linger. And then as I kissed her hand, I could see she wore a plain golden ring on her finger. Twas goodbye on the Isle of Capri. Twas goodbye on the Isle of Capri. Twas goodbye on the Isle of Capri.
That was Tommy Edwards singing Isle of Capri, and it's from his MGM long play album called Step Out Singing. Nice idea, huh? Nice title?
Nice idea, nice voice. Will Gross, Jimmy Kennedy were the English writers of this big song hit of 1934. Here's one of the original dance records as we turn back the clock to 26 years ago when the late Jimmy Greer's orchestra played Isle of Capri.
Thank you.
Those are the Warings, Pennsylvanians, singing Dear Old Girl, and it's from the Decca long play album, Harmonizing the Old Songs. Oh, there's nothing like a group singing beautiful harmony, and especially when you pick up an old song like that. Yeah, that's one time that I just love those old songs.
Barbershop singing?
Mm-hmm, I really do. At Harmonizing the Old Songs, that's a great idea.
Richard Buck and Theodore F. Morse wrote Dear Old Girl back in 1903. Always a great barbershop quartet favorite. Listen to the soloist here sing bass with the three cheers. As we turn back the clock, 23 years to 1937, when Bing Crosby sang Dear Old Girl.
Was a sunny day in June, and the birds were all in tune, when the preacher said the words that made us one. And you were a faithful wife through the changing scenes of life, till the master said your work on earth was done. Dear old girl, the robin sings above you. Dear old girl, it speaks of how I love. The blinding tears are falling as I think of my lost pearl, and my broken heart is calling, calling for you. and my broken heart is falling, falling, falling.
Mm, you can play that again sometime.
All right, we'll do it. We'll do the other side. The other side just as good. Just as it was 22 years ago.
Good.
And now, Virginia, who continues with Turn Back the Clock?
Well, Andy, here's Jimmy Dodd. From his long play album called Lonely Guitar. I love the cover on the album, don't you? Isn't it a beauty?
And I like
that. I might have been around when he was making this. He just sounds like he was so relaxed and having such a great time, didn't he?
Oh, this guitar chorus, I think this is probably the best guitar chorus on the album. I love the way Jimmy plays tenor guitar. There's very few people that... Well, in fact, there are very few people that even... That can play a tenor guitar anymore. You don't find them around.
Well, he does a great job on that guitar. I didn't realize he could play so much guitar, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
I did.
Uh-huh. Real great.
With Duke Ellington, Irving Mills, and Barney, or his name is Albany. Albany Bagard. A-L-B-A-N-Y.
Oh.
That's still Barney right on. They wrote Mood Indigo.
Where is he from? Brooklyn, probably.
He's from south of the Mason-Dixon line, down
Albany.
Around New Orleans somewhere.
And they call him Albany?
And his mama called him Albany. The Duke's seven-man combo. There's a story about this recording that two or three of the men didn't quite get to the recording session, and that's the reason it sounds rather thin.
Oh.
Ellington's seven-man combo made this original recording as we turn back the clock to 30 years ago and Ellington's first recording of Mood Indigo.
Well, that was Western star Hank Thompson with his Brazos Valley Boys singing Coconut Grove.
Well, this song was written by Harry Owens when he was playing in Honolulu in 1938. This was his original recording. As we turn back the clock to 22 years ago, Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiian Hotel Orchestra played Coconut Grove.
We'll do his part and soon discover a rendezvous in the shelter of a tropical lagoon. Palm trees will be swaying while steel guitars are playing. Believe what I'm saying, dear. I swear it's true. There's a coconut grove where I'll be confessing the simple truth that you've been guessing, sweetheart. I love but you.
That's all the time we have today, but thanks for tuning in.
And whether your choice of music is with Virginia for the new selections,
or whether you like to reminisce with Andy,
join us when we gather around the turntables Monday morning to
Turn back the clock.
Come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.